Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 34.
We recently learned which restaurants and lounges are going inside the new Virgin Hotel, which used to be the Hard Rock. We get an update from the president of the new hotel that's located just off the Las Vegas Strip.
Plus, we lose another big attraction here in Las Vegas. The National Finals Rodeo is going to take place in Texas this year. And NFL football kicks off, and the Golden Knights, hey, they're still in the playoffs.
We have a ton to talk about. Let's get it started on Vegas Revealed.
Hey, welcome to Vegas Revealed. As we approach mid-September, there's so much in Vegas to talk about. I'm Dana Roselli.
And I'm Sean McAllister. Let's get right to something new, which anything new in Las Vegas right now is exciting. And we did one of our podcasts, one of our first podcasts, from the iconic Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Mm-hmm. It was the day that the casino was closing down. We were over there. We talked to the president, Richard Bosworth. He's called Boz.
Right. That's his nickname.
Employees and friends and colleagues, they all call him Boz. And the Virgin Hotels, which is the new name of the property, the new brand of the property, they put out their list of the restaurants and lounges and clubs that are going to be a part of this new property when it opens. That's still TBD, but it's soon.
Yeah, and it's exciting because we had gotten a couple of the restaurants out of them in our last podcast that we did with him, and one of them was, you know, Todd English was going to welcome back Olives, and that was great. And so, yes, that's on the list. And then they've got a thing called Night Plus Market, which is apparently very popular in Los Angeles, and the chef and mastermind is from there. And then Nobu is coming too, which is, you know, a classic. It's so well known all over the world, really.
Yeah, because Nobu had a location at the Hard Rock, and then of course opened up over at Caesar's Palace. But Nobu Matsuhisa, he is the world-renowned chef who's kind of become a part of the fabric of the Las Vegas culinary scene.
Yeah, he really has. There's a whole list of really cool restaurants, and one of them is even Pizza Forte, which is created by the Ferraro family, and they're local, and we love that. We love that they're welcoming local people and local chefs and local families to open businesses inside, you know, a resort casino property.
Yeah, and of course, the Hard Rock was known for its pools. That's where the epic rehab pool party was. You know, MTV Spring Break was out there. Lots of reality shows were filmed at rehab and at the Hard Rock pools. And the Virgin Hotel is going to have their own iconic pool experiences with a handful of restaurants and lounges that kind of connect to that pool environment. And the Hakkasan Group is going to be there with a Mexican cantina. So, I mean, the list is really extensive.
It really is. And they have the whole other area called the Commons Club, which we'll get into in a minute. But listen, talking about this, all this stuff makes me excited because I feel like not a lot's open right now and life used to be fun. But let's hear from Boz. Now, he says the new spots are going to be tailored toward visitors from all over the world, which we love, but locals too.
We wanted a very complete food and beverage operation with lots of offerings from fine dining to fun and approachable. You know, you can go to New York, you can go to LA, you can go to Chicago, you can go to Paris, and you get great restaurants. It's always been my belief that just because you're a great restaurant in LA or New York or Chicago or Paris doesn't mean that that guarantees you success and that's going to translate in Las Vegas. So what we really wanted was a combination of just great food, just great service. And we have a number of, you know, very exciting acclaimed world-renowned chefs like Chef Nobu and, of course, Todd English and the Morton family. But we also have a lot of really young, exciting new culinarians that we've made part of the entire operation. And I'm so excited about them as well. And maybe they're not world-renowned yet, but the one thing that they all have in common is excellence in food and excellence in service. And we really believe that the customer base and the local market particularly, which, you know, we really want to do some exciting things for the local market here. They're just going to, we think they're just going to be so well received. And again, very approachable, very fun to fine dining, all different price points.
So yeah, let's go back to this signature concept Commons Club, okay?
All right.
The one thing that stuck out to me is the Funny Library coffee shop. And I saw a couple pictures and it looks so cute. It's like this communal workspace. You can, you know, grab a coffee, open your laptop, because now maybe we'll have a lot of visitors that are going to be doing some work on the road.
Yeah, and that's the name of it, Funny Library Coffee Shop.
I know.
Which is kind of fun.
So cute.
And they also have the Shag Room.
Mm.
You know, when I saw that, I was what's going to happen in the Shag Room?
I know, talking shag carpet, or what are we talking here?
Well, it's a place where cocktails are served, and they say that everyone can just go and let their hair down. So, you know,
yeah,
I think that kind of harkens back to the what happens here stays here slogan.
Exactly. And it's always great when these hotel casinos have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week places, and the kitchen at the Commons Club is going to be that. So that would be kind of like what the Hard Rock had. Was it Mr.
Lucky's?
Yeah, that was great.
That was. I had many, many late-night meals at Mr. Lucky's. That was great. So as we get this news, some exciting news about the future of Las Vegas, you know, the scales always balance out. We also got some bad news about an annual event that so many people get excited for here in Las Vegas, National Finals Rodeo.
I know. So they're going to skip out on 2020, which really bums us out because we make about $200 million from the National Finals Rodeo each year. And obviously, we wouldn't expect to make that much this year, probably because people wouldn't travel in as much. And then, of course, the 50% capacity and all that kind of thing. But they've decided to keep it in Texas this year. But the good news is, Sean, they say it's just this year and that they will come back next year.
Yeah, and that is, again, mainly because of the capacity restrictions that we have on venues here in Las Vegas. And there's no telling really when those restrictions are going to be lifted and arenas and theaters will be able to, you know, welcome people back for ticketed events. But National Finals Rodeo has been here in Las Vegas at the Thomas and Mack since 1985.
Wow.
So it's a staple. And I know that I have friends whose family members fly in from across the country just to go to one or two nights of the rodeo action, and it's fun.
It is. I mean, listen, last year I did a little freelance work, and I had to go interview one of, like, the big-time cowboys, all right? And, like, I didn't know my cowboy knowledge, so... But, like, it was like, oh, I had to wait there, and then is he coming down? And then, oh, is he... Who's bringing him down? I mean, it was like royalty, and I was like, what? Is this a whole other world?
Well, and these guys... make some serious bank.
Yeah.
Like if you win at the rodeo, you're walking away with tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
So it is a big deal. And then, of course, there's the extracurricular activities that come with the rodeo. There's usually a whole roster of country stars who are in town that first week of December to put on concerts. And there's Cowboy Christmas, which is like a big convention and really kind of like a big country flea market, but it's where you can find all the bling.
Right, the good stuff.
Yeah.
I know, people look forward to that. And you know, we're right now actually sitting in my condo right near the convention center, and usually I can look out off my balcony and it's like Cowboy Christmas. People are coming and going, the cowboy hats, the Levi's, the whole nine, and they are stocking up on their cowboy, everything from a little cowboy ornament or to, the real bling.
That's where you can get your custom hat, you can get the boots and that stuff is not cheap. And let me tell you, the first time I went to National Finals Rodeo, I was blown away by the outfits that people wore. I thought it would just be kind of like a sea of denim and plaid. No.
Yeah.
Like people go all out and the ladies are all rhinestoned out. The guys are, I mean, they're dressed to the nines too for this rodeo.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll welcome them back in 2021. Unfortunately, NFR, National Finals Rodeo, not going to take place here in Las Vegas this year.
It's a big bummer. So, I mean, next I want to talk about quickly something that could be either good news or bad news to some people, that the Kardashians announced they're canceling their reality show after, 24 seasons or something like that?
Yeah. It seems like it's been forever.
Right.
I mean, they've kind of redefined what reality television is all about.
Mm-hmm. They did. And like, you know, the Kardashians, and I talk about them and the link to Vegas because they have visited here many, many times, you know, making appearances at nightclubs and, you know, even shooting parts of the show here. Now and then I think they have when they hop on a plane and come to Vegas for something. And so, you know, it's been a part of kind of Las Vegas, too. And I don't know. I think a lot of people are like, it's time to hang up the hat. And thank goodness I'm not upset about it.
Well, listen, think what you will about the Kardashians. They have, as you mentioned, contributed to the rise of nightlife mm-hmm. here in Las Vegas and helped it evolve into what it is. I mean, Kim was part of that crowd with Paris Hilton, mm-hmm. who back in the days of Pure Nightclub over at Caesar's Palace, that was like the first mega nightclub. Kim was one of the celebrities who was popping up there. And then when Tao Nightclub opened up at the Venetian, that ended up being one of her regular spots. And right. Khloe Kardashian opened up the Kardashian Chaos store over mm-hmm. at the Mirage. So they really have been a part of this city for a long time.
Yeah, and I think even a couple of Vegas magazine parties I remember that yep. they were at, maybe because they were on the cover or something. So yeah, I'm sure they'll come up with something new, as the Kardashians always do. You know, they never just go away.
No, they don't. No, they don't. And funny story. So yeah. our longtime colleague and friend of ours, Robin Leach, who was a part of the Las Vegas entertainment community yeah. for decades.
He
sadly passed away. I remember covering one event with him, and I was getting ready to interview him in connection with the final season of American Idol on Fox, when the show was leaving Fox and
right.
ultimately ended up at ABC. But because Robin, a lot of people may not know, was one of the creators of Star Search, mm-hmm. which kind of led to what American Idol came to be. So
right.
we were talking about the evolution of reality competition shows and reality TV in general. And I brought up the Kardashians, and in true Robin fashion, he looked at me and he said, "You know, one bad apple ruins the whole bushel." That's definitely not my best Robin impression.
No, but it's good. It's close.
Oh, and he was like, "They have contributed to the downfall of reality TV."
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure many people would argue with that.
Yeah.
It just kind of redefined what reality TV is, but...
But that, you know, he always kept it real, and I always felt like he was usually right. So. Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was talking about.
He did know what he was talking about. Yeah, so the show will be coming to an end, and, you know, we'll see. We'll see what else they're doing. They're creating all sorts of different stuff all the time on their Instagram and Twitter, so I see it all. So, anyway, good or bad news, depending on if you care about the Kardashians. Our friend Brandon Paul from Graceland Wedding Chapel making some entertainment news this week. Remember, we had him on. He is Elvis over at Graceland.
Right.
We did a great interview with him. And all of a sudden, I'm scrolling through Instagram, and I see him because his Elvis outfit is eye-catching. And he actually was part of a ceremony for Stranger Things, David Harbour, and then Lily Allen. They tied the knot there just recently. And how cool is that?
I know. You know what, though? It just goes right along with the string of celebrity weddings that have been a part of Las Vegas from yeah. the very beginning. I mean, right. Betty White got married here, for heaven's sakes.
Oh, my goodness.
She was one of the, I shouldn't say one of the first. I'm sure there were many before her. But, you know, she was one of the big notable mm-hmm. marriages that happened here. And now right on up to David Harbour and Lily Allen.
Yeah, I guess they had their reception at a local In-N-Out. I saw a
lot
of people.
I saw that with the kids sitting yeah. around at the picnic table.
Why not? A lot of people commenting underneath going, "This is exactly the kind of wedding I would want."
Oh, it's so low-key. Not a lot of fuss and muss. Mm-hmm. It did. It looked great. Congratulations to them.
All right. Well, the NFL has officially kicked up. The Las Vegas Raiders playing, I think, today. Our podcast gets released on a Sunday. We're actually recording this a few days earlier. But Sunday, I believe, is the first game for the Raiders. So it's exciting stuff. Just a reminder, still can't have, when we have our home games, we can't have fans in our stadium. They decided right. to not have that, but which is a bummer because we have a brand new, beautiful stadium.
Which, by the way, speaking of the stadium, I drove by there the other night. I was driving south on the 15, the highway that goes right next to the stadium. And at the one end, at the north end of the stadium, there's this massive glass wall that mm-hmm. opens up. And for the first time, I saw it opened up. And you could see inside Ooh. The stadium, and they had all the lights on. They were testing out the video walls inside, and it looked amazing. I think once people finally are able to get inside, it's going to take their breath away.
Yeah, it really is. It's so cool. And they're really going to have everything, like, really prepped and ready. Because even this was, they finished it not too long ago.
Just in the nick of time.
So it's almost like maybe like a little pressure off for them. Like, you know what I mean? By next year, everything will be amazing. So, yeah, we look forward to a good season welcoming the Las Vegas Raiders to town. The Golden Knights still in the playoffs, which we love when it comes to hockey. And, you know, the goalie whole controversy keeps continuing on. I was reading today on Twitter that people were saying they think this might be Marc-Andre Fleury's last season with the Golden Knights. And it kind of bummed me out. I don't know if it's true or not.
It bums me out, too. You know? I mean, he's got a contract that extends for another, I think, 2 years
so
beyond
we'll
this season. So I hope he sticks around. I know that there's been a lot said about the new coach coming in, sticking a new goalie in the net, and bumping Marc-Andre Fleury from his starting spot. But he has still played. He's played well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've gotten along well.
Yeah. And so, I think, you know, they're both good. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have two good goalies than...
Oh, they're both fantastic.
Two terrible goalies.
Yeah, Robin Lehner is the other goalie who's been starting. And when you have Lehner and Fleury as your... goaltending roster, it's a pretty good team to have.
Yeah, definitely. So before we take a break, I did want to point out that we were supposed to be doing this week's podcast from the Wynn, and we had teased that and talked about it last week, so I just want to address that. The new Lake of Dreams, which is still ongoing, but they decided to kind of push off the unveiling over at the Wynn. So we got a note saying, you know, we're going to move this. We'll let you know when it's rescheduled and all that kind of thing. So we look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, in the coming weeks, you will be hearing about that here on Vegas Revealed, and you'll be seeing it on our social media platform, so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah. All right. Well, stay with us. We're going to take a quick little break, and then we'll be back with our secret tips. Thanks for listening to Vegas Revealed. We want to remind you of all the ways you can stay in touch with us. And one of our big ones is Vegas-Revealed.com, because on that website is all our information, all the ways that you can listen to the podcast, and also links to all of our social media.
And we put up some great Las Vegas related stories that and the happenings going on around town. So be sure to check that out. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as we're out and about. That's where you'll see what we're up to. And of course, our YouTube page.
Yeah, we've got it all, folks. Go to Vegas-Revealed.com and see what we're all about.
Welcome back to Vegas Revealed. It's time for our tips of the week. And Dana, you know, when a lot of people come to Vegas, especially for a week or an extended stay, even longer than a week, they think about all the attractions and the things to do here on the Las Vegas Strip. But a lot of people don't think about the fact that we're really in a great location here in Las Vegas, because Arizona, Utah, California, there are some amazing places that are a day trip away.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my husband and I are planning a quick weekend getaway up to Zion National Park in Utah and do a quick hike up there, stay overnight, and then get back home. But that's a great trip, and it's absolutely beautiful. Southern Utah is amazing.
So I've only gone as far as, like, what is it, Cedar City. I went to camping there in a cabin. But how far is Zion again?
So St. George is about 2 hours from Las Vegas, and then it's about a half hour beyond that. So 2.5 hours. If you get up early and go out there, or if you stay overnight in St. George, which is what we're planning on doing, then it's just a half hour trip to the entrance of the park. You hike all day. And come home.
Take a hike for me, because I'm not a big hiker. So maybe when you loop around the second time, think of me. Dana's
there we
hiking.
Go. I will.
But like, how are the prices when you were looking, like, for a weekend? Because I know weekends must be busy because people are taking advantage of the outdoors. But are they good? Are they the same? Are they lower?
For the hotel?
Yeah, for the hotels.
In St. George, I found a hotel. It wasn't like a a fancy place, but mm-hmm. it was like $79
okay.
for that's... Friday night into Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not terrible. There were a lot that were up in the 140 mm-hmm. range, 140 to 200.
Right.
Which for a quick overnight, I don't think is worth it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there are still lower price places.
Not if you're getting up early and hiking all day long. Sounds like a blast. No, listen, people love it, and it's obviously, it's great. The picture, can't wait to see all the pictures, and I know it's kind of a good refresher to get out of all of this sometimes, isn't it?
It is. It yeah. is.
So, something I just wanted to mention that I did this week was I have a friend in town. I met him over at the patio at Mon Ami Gabi at Paris. We've talked about that in the
yep.
past. And I hadn't been there in, you know, so long because of everything going on, and so went to the Paris. You know, I must say, the whole... The fact that you can park for free is great. You just drive right in. But the parking garage was actually kind of busy. But when I was walking down that area of, you know, like all the shops and restaurants where you kind of go down the escalator and you
yeah.
have to link into the casino, it was like so strange. There was like me and three people. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yes.
It's usually packed in there.
And it was the weirdest feeling. And it was on the Tuesday after Labor Day. So I know a lot of people were in for the weekend and maybe whatever. But I mean, all the restaurants on that row really weren't open. There was like one or two at the end and then the coffee shop. There was a shop or two open, but it was really
although that
creepy.
Is where their buffet is too, and that's usually part of the
true
what draws the crowds in is that long line of people waiting to get into the buffet there.
Yep, that's a good point. So yeah, that was sad to see. When I got to the casino, it was a little bit busier, and then Mon Ami Gabi, we went and you know, they're very strict with you can't book the patio ahead of time. You have to go and
right.
it's first come
yep.
first serve. So we went at like 6:30 though on a Tuesday, and I just want to say like the inside was not busy at all, and then basically we got right out on the patio, which was nice because the tables were really separated, which was great. Plus you're outdoors and you know the fountains are still going off and all that whole experience was still there. It just wasn't very busy inside the restaurant. So but it's that time of season now where we can start sitting on the patio again because usually in the day it's so hot.
Oh yes. And so, we just dipped down the other night to into the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so
crazy.
Nice and refreshing just to have a light jacket on and sit outside and enjoy the outdoors again now that it's
yeah
not scorching like the surface of the sun.
I know. No, it's so true. But a great meal. The staff was so nice. They're really just all just trying to go with the changes and doing their best. And so gave a good tip, and that was really fun. My friends in town got a good deal over at the Encore and Wynn for like $79 a night. And then you get like a free breakfast
wow.
with it and all that kind of thing. And, you know, it's interesting because the room rates have been such a hot topic of conversation on Twitter. So people saying, well, the lower the room rates go, the different kinds of crowds that we're getting here in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
we've had a bunch of incidents
true.
And things like that. But, you know, I mean, listen, take advantage of a good deal now if you can get it and you've got the time. I have a feeling the rates will probably start to creep up a little bit more.
Yep.
But for now, you know what? If you can get breakfast for free thrown into your package, hey
why not?
Take
advantage.
It.
Absolutely.
So.
Take whatever you can get at this point.
Yeah.
I do need to mention
quickly. I see you
Googling
quickly, over there. I'm like, what's he doing?
Dana, you have a birthday.
Don't you? Today. Well, today's Sunday that we release it. So it would be my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Today, but even though it's Friday that we're taping this, it's Thursday that we're taping this. It's not quite my birthday yet. So don't push me up a year ahead until I have to.
Okay. All
so
right.
I'm going to be 45, Sean. I'm going to be halfway to 90.
Look at that.
This is like, I feel
well,
like it's official half life because I'm not really quite sure if I'm living past 90. But... Yeah, I know. Everyone's like, what are you going to do for your birthday? I'm like, nothing. Birthday's birthday. I'm not a huge birthday person. I don't know what it is if I don't like the attention. I love celebrating other people's birthdays.
Yeah.
But it's just like a weird thing. And I'm like, is it all those years on TV where I've just already got so much attention? And I'm like, oh, we don't need this too, you know?
Right.
Or what? But I don't know. It always makes me uncomfortable. And then I don't like planning. Like people are like, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know. What do you want to do? Or like, whatever. But then like, you don't want to wake up and hang out by yourself all day either. So... I feel like a birthday is a celebration to the mom. They're the ones who gave birth. Happy birthday, Mom.
They did the work, right?
They did the
Man
work.
Man alive. Yeah. Well, I just want to wish you happy birthday now and everyone around the world and across the country who's listening. Send Dana birthday wishes.
Please do.
Wish her a very happy birthday.
I promise to write back. And, you know, if you're going to write, maybe you tweet us or something in from a different country and you put it in that language. How about that?
Yeah. Or, you know what, the best birthday present of all would be to go to whatever platform you're listening to us on, mm-hmm. and give us a 5-star rating and leave us some comments.
Oh my gosh. That would be the best birthday present ever. Please do. And have a great week, everyone. Think of me during the week and how I'm going half-life.
Roselli the birthday girl. Thanks for listening to Vegas Revealed.
Have a good one. The desert sky is cold.